This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The University of South Florida held a gala this past weekend celebrating its almost decade-long unstoppable fundraising campaign, topping the billion-dollar mark. One of the highlights of the night was the announcement that the couple who have already donated the most money to USF are giving even more. WUSF is one of the only local media to have a chance to sit down and talk to these generous donors. Les and Pam Mumma, welcome back to University Beats.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. Welcome to our house.
Thank you very much. Well, now, you have already given more than $41 million to USF, and you're making a gift of another $15 million, which includes $8 million to athletics, $5 million to the business school that already bears your name, and $2 million to USF Health. Why this $15 million gift? Why now?
We're ending the campaign. The campaign ends next June, and we want to make a statement that this university is going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to need funding. It is unstoppable, but it needs public money to continue to be unstoppable. And we thought the best way to do that is say, this is a new gift to University of South Florida going forward, and we need more gifts like this over time to continue to grow this university like we all want it to grow.
You mentioned there the idea that it maybe encourages other people to give generous gifts as well?
Yes, definitely yes. We were a little afraid when we gave the $25 million gift to business that no more money was going to come in. And boy, were we wrong. We gave 25 and then a 10 came in and then another 10 came in and then a 5 and then another 10. We hope we have that same impact on the community, to the university as a whole, after this campaign is over, that we'll continue to get transformational gifts to this university. All state universities need that. We think we're in a great spot to continue it.
I don't think the general public realizes that when a campaign is over, they think the fundraising stops, rather than it's a perpetual endeavor that goes on year after year after year, and it doesn't stop that night when you celebrate the $1 billion.
What does the university mean to you, both on a personal and a professional level?
Well, on a personal level, it's very special. It's so funny that when you drive in the main entrance right now and you look at all the beautiful oak trees and the transformation the campus has taken the past 54 years, it's very special. I don't think we appreciated how special it was going to be 50 years ago. I guess if it weren't for USF, we probably wouldn't be together today.
I met the young lady when she was 13 and I was 15, but we didn't really get together to date or have anything serious until I was in college. She came over from Winter Haven High School. I was a junior and she was a freshman, and that's when we started dating.
And also the projects that are going to benefit from this $15 million gift are departments and efforts that have benefited from your previous gifts, USF Mumma College of Business, USF Health, and then athletics, particularly the basketball programs. Again, why these programs and kind of a continued gift on top of what you've already given these projects?
Well, let me start with business. What we're doing in business is just increasing the transformational gift that we gave by 20%, taking it to $30 million. And the reason for that is the phenomenal progress that's been made in that school. And the Dean Moez Lamayan has done a phenomenal job with his team on taking that business school farther than we thought it would be in 5 years. We're excited about it. We want to say, keep it up, Dean.
Health is going to a new endeavor that will be opening up at USF and the Tampa General Campus. It's going to be a comprehensive women's health center, and it's going to be strictly for women. It's going to be in a very comfortable, relaxing environment, and primarily for women to come in and have an annual physical where they can have all their diagnostic testing done in one area. They don't have to leave the building. They will have the results of their tests that very same day. If they need to go for further evaluations or any specific specialist, we will have nurse navigators there to make appointments for them. It will be a one-stop comprehensive healthcare center for women. Wonderful physicians all over the area have contributed their expertise in helping to develop this, and we hope to be open and up and running September of 2018.
That will be the Pamela Sue Mumma Women's Center. She won't say that. I have to say that.
And then $8 million to the USF Athletic Department. How is that being broken down?
$1 million goes to men's golf program. We're both avid golf fans and players. $1 million will go to men's basketball. $1 million will go to ladies basketball. And $5 million will be, we hope, an inspirational gift towards the building of a USF football center. everything the football team needs, locker rooms, offices, also have an indoor practice field. Is what's going on in the industry these days. Every university needs, if they're going to be serious about football, they need a football center.
Obviously, you go to the campus. It's almost home to you in some ways. A lot of places, your name is there. Looking back at your time on campus, did you ever see the day you think where you wanted or you imagined your name would be so prevalent on that university?
Absolutely not. Not the foggiest idea in the world.
Never.
It just happened. And, you know, we were just fortunate in life and fortunate in a career and ended up in a position that we could do that. I'll tell you that it still gives me kind of a chills and an out-of-body experience every time I see the Moomaw Basketball Practice Center or I hear the Moomaw College of Business. It's special to both of us, but it's not something we had planned in life, I'll tell you that. It just happened.
I think when we were walking those sidewalks and treeless lanes 50 years ago, I mean, it certainly was the last thing on our mind. What we were hoping for then was to get married, you know, and have a very comfortable life, raise a family, and be comfortable, never thinking that we would be able in this position to give back to the community and the university that really brought us together.
And that comes back to a philosophy that we have, is that we think that anybody that has amassed any amount of wealth has a moral obligation to give it back. You don't make the money that we made in a vacuum. You make it because of the people around you and because where you grew up. And we grew up in a great country, in a great state. And it's our moral obligation to give back. And we enjoy every minute of it. I can tell you, we get more positive feelings out of giving the gifts that we give than the receivers get from receiving the money. I am convinced of that, and that's the way it should be.
Oh, it's wonderful to watch some of our scholarship students and how they progress. I mean, we go to a football game now, and we see some of our students, but we not only see our students, we see their significant other, and we see their children, and hope that someday, you know, these children will be attending USF.
And I would add to that, I think the young people that come through the business school, the young people that play basketball and come through those centers that we've impacted, hopefully they understand that when they get in a position that they can give back, you all need to pay forward. I mean, that's the way of the world.
Pam and Les Moomaw, the donors of a $15 million gift to USF, thank you again for joining us on University Beats.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.